freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, take control, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can log on to freetalklive.com and check out the updates. I guess you would sign up for the updates?
That's correct.
You put your email address in there, and we'll send you all the news about the show, including new affiliates, when we add Shriners, what other kind of information they can
find. That kind of stuff. The showy news, if you will. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're inside hour number two of the program here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are every night of the week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 Eastern, and then the live Saturday show from 7 until 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. Let's go right to the phones and to the fun, because this is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Terry in West Virginia. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Howdy, fellas. How are you?
Hey. Good.
I called a couple weeks ago. I'm a doctor from West Virginia that got irritated with the political bureaucracy and sold my practice. And I don't know if you remember talking to me.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't forget it, Terry. You were retired tired of all the red tape of the medical industry because
of
the
laws and all that stuff. And,
yeah, and you bailed out.
Yeah, I got into real estate, and I thought, you know, we were doing good, and then the government got involved in this business. So what happened was, I have a property. It's in the middle of a place they're going to buy for a bypass, and they're going to condemn my property, probably, one of our rentals. And I'm wondering if any of your listeners, or if you've had people call in, have any sort of success fighting getting a property condemned.
It's the government that's doing it. It's eminent domain, correct?
Right, they're going with eminent domain, and they haven't notified me yet, but the house next to me is bought, the house, you know, beside me.
Have they not offered you anything yet?
Not yet, but I'm not sure. You know, one, it's an investment, so if they give me a good enough price, of course I'd sell, but if this were my own house, I'd be so ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it wasn't an investment, or if they just, sometimes they play dirty and just say it's not worth any money, condemn it, and, lowball you. So,
absolutely, the whole process is anathema to what we're about here in America. Unfortunately, the provision it's in the Fifth Amendment, isn't it, Manwich? The eminent domain provision.
I believe it is.
That allows them to take property for public consumption. Now, in this case, they're actually doing it for a bypass. They're not doing it for a shopping mall. So,
right.
They're using eminent domain to its constitutional purpose. Gosh, I don't know of any specific examples where this has been fought. You might want to get in touch with the Institute for Justice. I believe that they, or the Institute of Justice, IJ.org, I believe is their website. They have helped. I'm sorry?
It sounds like a place where superheroes live.
yeah, it does. Actually, I believe that these guys are super. From what I've heard, these guys are kind of like superheroes of liberty in the courtroom. They stand up for a lot of people who, you know, don't have the money to hire their own lawyer, which, you know, you might actually have some money to kick in to help them out. But apparently,
sure.
they've done stuff like this before, from what I understand. And, of course, we've got the Supreme Court, which is actually looking at the New London case. Right, Manwich?
Yes. Are you talking about the one where they're taking the houses and
right.
the community to give over to a private concern?
Correct.
This is the problem with the road situation, is the good doctor might be SOL.
Yeah. With a road, I mean, you can't really fight it. You can complain and try to get a little more money, maybe, but I don't really. I was just hoping maybe you've had callers in this boat before that you said, oh, yeah, I remember. You know, this is what they did.
You're the first one who's really had this kind of a situation. We've talked about the issue time and time again on the show, but I don't know if we've ever actually heard from anyone who had this looming over them, if you will. So
yeah.
You'll have to let us know what happens.
Hopefully,
Terry.
Hopefully one of you guys will call in. Someone will call and let me know what to do.
Well, otherwise, you'll have to call in and give us your experience, okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you when it goes down. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, dude. Great call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Rand in Missouri. Rand, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hello, I'd like to compliment your show. It's a great show.
Thank you, Rand.
I just wanted to make one comment there, and I'll take something about it off the air. I was listening about 10 or 15 minutes back, and you had mentioned 9/11, and you used the word they, and I'm not certain who you were referring to as they. I had the newspaper of September the 12th, 01, which is the next day, and they have the pictures in there. of the airplane striking the tower, and you can pull out a magnifying glass or take it down to Kinkle's if you want to spend $2. Blow it up and look at it, and you can see that it's an airplane that is gray, has no windows, and it has its pod underneath it on the right-hand side.
What are you suggesting was in the pod?
Well, I don't know what's in the pod.
Okay.
This is the
theory that it wasn't actually passenger planes hitting the buildings. Is that correct?
What is the definition of theory? I just told you it is clearly in the picture in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And of which I've notified the newspaper and discussed it with me.
This is interesting, Rand. We don't necessarily take a position. Personally, I don't take a position on what happened on 9/11. I mean, we know the towers fell, but I can't say for sure who was behind the operation. I don't believe. One thing I know for sure, I don't believe the government story. I just, by default, don't believe the government story. My question is for you. If you're suggesting that it wasn't passenger jets that hit the World Trade Center, what did they do with the passengers? Do you have a suggestion?
Well, that's a wonderful question, but that's not my point that I'm making tonight,
okay,
sir. It's clearly not passenger airplanes that hit those twin towers.
No, okay. Even if that's the case, we'll take your word for it, Rand.
It's not my word, sir. It's in the newspapers.
Fine. We'll take the newspaper's word for it. Can you hypothesize on what might have happened to those passengers?
Again, you're changing the subject, sir.
All right, Rand. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. I can change the subject. It's my talk show.
Hey.
Now, if I want to ask you a question, and you don't want to answer it, we'll let you go.
Well, no, listen, it's the caller-controlled talk show, but the fact is...
That means you get to bring up whatever you want, and then we talk to you about it, and we ask you questions.
And he asked
a simple question.
He didn't propose to hypothesize about it. He was just saying that...
Well, here's where I was going with that, if he would have answered it. Because if to suggest, okay, we know that there were people on planes, right? I mean, that's got to be pretty much established. They had an itinerary, the passenger list, and they have the flight numbers and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
These planes took off from certain airports, and he's claiming that that's not what ran... He's claiming those planes aren't what ran into the tower, so that means they had to have gone somewhere, right?
Right.
Because you don't just, poof, make the plane disappear. It's not like David Copperfield came out and did a little magic trick and did a little switch and... made the plane go land at some other airport and told nobody about it. If there were people on that plane, and it indeed was redirected and landed somewhere, then there's people that know about this. There's people that are aware of this operation, because somebody... This is not a one-man operation. There would have to be a whole crew of people involved in redirecting these planes and killing them or locking them into a brig somewhere or
which
whatever.
They'd still be feeding them 3 or 4 years later now.
Right, and so we don't know if what he's saying is true. We don't know what happened to these people, but there are people who would know, right? And the odds that somebody would leak something, I would say, would be pretty good. So that's the reason why I question that claim.
The government certainly doesn't run very well, and there would be lots and lots of people that would have to deal with getting rid of a 747
if you're gonna
jet
make,
full of passengers.
If you're going to make a claim like that, and Rand would say, well, it's in the paper. If you're going to make a claim like that, you have to have some sort of a theory to go along with it, I think. You have to have some sort of hypothesis as to why they would do that. I mean, if you took off two planes, why would you want to switch them out? What's the point of that?
I don't think you necessarily have to have an hypothesis, but your conversation's over if you don't.
Well, there you go. You have to have one to talk to us about it. How about that? Why? I mean, can you think of a reason? Why would you want to switch the planes out?
I don't know.
What could possibly be?
If you were going to crash the planes and you were the government or something, you could switch out the pilot at the last moment and say... You know, we kind of can't have you on here. We're going to put in a government pilot, and that guy could fly the plane in. Or I suppose you could be of the opinion that the government controls all the planes and, you know, remote controlled it into the towers, and while the pilots didn't mean to. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know either. All I know is I don't believe the government story, but I don't believe Rand's story either. So, whatever. 800-259-9231. I'm just a skeptical SOB. More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control of the show. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can literally bring up any old thing, whether it be a personal issue or a political agenda. Whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show. We've got the dial-up version as well. And it's all there free for you. And again, freetalklive.com. Manwich.
Yes? Let's talk about theflowerplace.com.
Theflowerplace.com. And their number is 1-866-355-0023. Now, why are we talking about theflowerplace.com?
Because Mother's Day is 10 days away. something like that.
It's very, very soon.
It's very soon.
May the 8th.
So the idea
that's
is...
That's a Sunday, correct?
It is. Mother's Day is the first Sunday in May.
So we're just over a week away from that.
It's time to order those flowers.
Yeah.
Now. Today. Go online. Theflowerplace.com.
There's no better gift for mom than flowers, in my opinion.
And you get a little gift for yourself because Theflowerplace.com hasn't raised its prices for Mother's Day, or which is the major flower holiday, or any other holiday for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a birthday coming up, or you know, obviously Mother's Day, that kind of thing, it's the place to go. You won't spend as much as you do the other side.
They got prearranged deals. They got custom arrangements as well. And the real key to theflowerplace.com is that they are available 24/7 at 1-866-355-0023. That's 866-355-0023. And the other key is they ship to and from 185 countries worldwide, including the U.S. and Canada.
Of course.
So all you people listening to the show all around the world, I mean, we know we've got people literally in Japan, Denmark, Australia. I mean, 185 countries, that's almost every country, right?
Yes.
That's a lot.
It's a bunch of them.
I mean, that's like everything but an Andorra. You know?
Probably Andorra.
And maybe even Andorra. Yeah.
Probably Andorra. Probably not Zimbabwe.
Right.
You know, something like that.
There you go.
You know, some really third world, fourth world kind of places.
So, theflowerplace.com.
And this is our first, like, big commercial advertisement.
Yeah.
So, we're very happy to get them.
And they'd be happy to get your business.
Yes, they would.
And your mom would be very happy to get some flowers. Because, what else you got? I mean, really. You don't want to get the wrong thing. You don't want to get the wrong piece of jewelry. Every mom loves flowers.
Yep.
So, go to theflowerplace.com. Well, man, which we finally tapped out on the phone calls. You can always dial in 800-259-9231. So, we might actually have to... Now, actually, bring something up for once. Here's a quick email. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Quick email from Mobile. He says, do you think suicide should be illegal?
I really don't. I think that I have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which means that if I have the right to my life, nobody else has the right to tell me what to do with it.
Here's the only thing I don't... I mean, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But here's the only thing I don't like necessarily about the idea of legal suicide. If you do it messy,
yeah, so
somebody's got to clean it up.
That's true. And I'm really not talking about suicide as much as, you know, euthanasia.
Right. You're talking about going to Dr. Kevorkian, taking a pill, and
but
you know, setting it up in advance, not just putting a shotgun in your mouth and blowing your brains out.
Right. Which I still believe somebody has the right to do that. I would try to stop them. I would talk to them. I would do whatever I possibly could. Because life, to me, is far too valuable, to just go throwing away. Nothing's that bad. People have lived through far worse.
Oh, yeah.
And how vain to imagine that your life is so bad. I mean, what a self-involved prick.
Maybe the world really is better off without them.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think that, whatever valley they might be in at that moment in time, it's going to get better. Really, really. You know, I've been in some rough places in my life, and it's gotten better.
Now, it seems like most of the people that get up on bridges and threaten to jump, they're not really the ones that are serious about it. The ones that the cops get called to, the situations where someone is potentially going to commit suicide, the ones where the cops are called and they have the opportunity to attempt to talk them down, those are really people that are just looking for a hand. They're looking for somebody to help them out of their situation. They feel like they've lost control. They feel helpless. And this is their chance to get some assistance, to get some help.
Can't they just call a suicide hotline then?
Maybe. But maybe they're just more of the dramatic type. You know, maybe this is how they exhibit these feelings and exhibit this behavior. Because it seems to me that if you're serious about committing suicide, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're seriously depressed and you seriously want to end your life, you don't tell anybody about it. You don't call the cops to have them, you know, come and see you. Or you don't tell your family members. You just put a gun in your mouth and you pull the trigger. And that's it. You're done. I think that everybody else is a performance artist, basically. I mean, how many people who stand on bridges and allow the cops to rally or, you know, pull around, put up the barricades and try and talk them down, how many of them actually jump?
I'd say plenty of them do. I wouldn't say that the majority of them do, but, you know, certainly a good percentage.
But you don't really know. You're just
saying.
Some
of them probably slip.
Yeah, okay. But you don't know. You're just kind of pulling that one out.
The ones you see on TV, sometimes you see people get pulled down and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I don't have statistics sitting in front of me on... how often people who do the public suicide thing, in fact, actually do it.
I'd be interested to know if we have one of the police officers. Now and then we have retired cops and current cops call in and chime in on some issues. If there's, like, the suicide cop out there that could actually give us a little bit of insight into this issue. How many supposed jumpers or suicide people actually go through with it when the cops are present? That's what I want to know.
Now, I can understand when if somebody has a terminal illness, you know, wanting to avoid the pain and dragging out of the hospitalization and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't understand suicide. I don't want to belittle somebody who might because their girlfriend dumped them or something like that. But, God, it just seems so juvenile.
Yeah, that's petty.
You know, like, however you might be feeling at that moment that the girlfriend dumps you or,
right,
you know, the wife takes the kids and whatever,
you'll get over it.
You will get over it, and people are going to think dumb things about you after you go. Because,
yeah.
Oh, jeez. I mean,
what was he thinking?
Yeah.
God.
Right. It's a girl.
I mean, how many of the people who commit suicide have cars, houses, friends, family? Most of these people have lives. It's just that they're depressed over one specific event or maybe a string or series of unfortunate occurrences.
Really? Yeah, like the ones that got me on this show.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, so you can literally take control of the airwaves. You can also email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. One thing that I wanted to touch on was a bit of a, it's kind of a, well, delicate topic, I suppose you could say.
Delicate for the FCC?
No, not for the FCC,
okay,
but just in general. Last night I saw the first episode of the fantastic, critically acclaimed television show, Penn and Teller's BS.
And this is the first show of the third season.
The first show of the third season, correct. It's on Monday nights on Showtime at 10 o'clock. Normally on Free Talk Live, I advocate you not watch television because personally I believe it's a total waste of time. However, Penn and Teller's BS is the best television program I've ever seen in my entire life, hands down. Have you ever seen a better one?
I really like the show. How's that?
Yeah, okay. It's fantastic. Yeah. I mean,
I have not seen this episode.
It is an eye-opener.
I've only seen the first season, as a matter of fact.
I've seen every single episode so far, and I have the first two seasons on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my money where my mouth is when it comes to Penn & Teller. I actually bought the DVD.
Yes, these aren't DVDs that you pirated off the internet.
No, they're not.
These are, in fact, Penn & Teller's actual DVD.
Yes. And so this particular edition was about circumcision. Penn and Teller's BS. They were explaining why circumcision is BS. And
I prefer to call it male genital mutilation.
Yeah. You know, I kind of went into this episode thinking it's just something people do. Well, I was wrong. And it was very, very interesting. We'll talk about it coming up. Unless you interrupt the show or bring up whatever you want to at 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of users interacting there daily at freetalklive.com. Talking about the first episode of Season 3 of Penn and Teller's BS. It's a television show that's only available on Showtime. And, of course, if you know where to look on the Internet, you can come across it there as well. I highly recommend you purchase it on DVD when it comes out. I highly recommend you check this out and share it. If you don't have Showtime, I say go ahead and download it. Go ahead and download the show. If you like it, buy it, because these guys need this. I mean, they're already on Season 3. Obviously, there's a huge fan base.
Yeah.
Obviously, people like the show, and I think that's good. Thank goodness this show didn't bomb out after one season, because it really is the best television show I've ever seen. Anyway, the first topic of this particular season was circumcision. And they're basically, their claim, as always, is circumcision is BS. And it was very enlightening.
Well, it wouldn't be a show. They wouldn't have the show if they didn't claim that. The topic wouldn't be on the show if they didn't claim that it was BS.
Correct. You know? I'm just making it clear. That's for people who've never heard of the show before.
Right.
So before I sat down to watch this particular episode, I was kind of the opinion. First of all, I really wasn't too sure what circumcision was. I was pretty sure it had happened to me, and I kind of know what the definition was. They clip the foreskin from around the male genitalia.
Right.
And
now I got introduced to this subject, this male genital mutilation subject, through a reporter that works at the magazine that I work at during the day. The reporter's name is Kira, but she, you know, has been on this case for quite some time. So she talked to me about it.
She's an anti-circumcision activist.
She is. She figures that she's going to be against female genital mutilation, which is starting up in this country.
Really?
To some small extent. We've discussed it on the show.
I didn't realize it was in this country, though.
Yeah, West Africans move to America, and they want to continue their habits, and so they perform female genital mutilation on their children. It sounds awful, doesn't it?
It is awful.
But it's awful that we do it to our boys, too.
Right, as I discovered.
For aesthetics.
I was under the kind of typical American impression that it's no biggie, it's just a little bit of skin. That's
right.
Kind of just what it was. What's a big deal? Well, it is a big deal. They actually showed it was probably the most gruesome episode of Penn and Teller's BS that I've seen so far. They showed
a bris.
I'm sorry?
They show a bris.
What's that?
A bris is the religious ceremony in Judaism where they perform.
No, they didn't show a religious ceremony. They actually showed the clinical version of the circumcision. You know, they showed the implement. They actually showed it happening, and it was quite disturbing. The baby screaming. They basically say that the babies are real sensitive to pain, so babies are feeling quite a bit of pain when they're going through this particular operation. And, of course, they interviewed both sides. They interviewed the pro-circumcision side, and they interviewed the anti-circumcision side, and absolutely tore the living hell out of the pro-circumcision side.
As they do.
The most enlightening...
It's not a very both sides kind of show. It's always very one-sided.
Well, obviously, their side is the right side.
Whatever. Go ahead.
The most, I think, enlightening part of it was the origins of circumcision. You know, where this came from.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
I think that it's a Jewish tradition, and it was probably implemented originally for cleanliness purposes, you know, hygiene. That's my guess. I think that's the general consensus in America is what people generally...
That may be the consensus in America.
What'd they say?
But the allegation was that it was definitely an organized religion thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it was done, and I don't know if it was specified that it was a Jewish thing more so than it was just organized kind of Christian religion thing.
Uh-huh.
The idea was that if you clipped off the foreskin,
mm-hmm.
that it would make it so men would touch themselves less.
Really?
It was an anti-masturbation method.
Huh.
That was the concept. Of course, it doesn't stop men from touching themselves at all, but that was the idea. That was the crazy religious nut job idea behind it.
Now,
puritanical crap.
Where do they come up with this, though? Where did they make this allegation from?
Well, because it does make you less sensitive to sex when you do remove the foreskin.
So they say.
So they say, yes.
There are people, I've looked at this on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and the people that have done it, there are people that do this in adulthood for aesthetic purposes,
right?
Which is just loco to my mind.
Yeah.
But they don't report, not all of them report a decrease in sensualization.
It's probably not a huge decrease or a huge difference. But nonetheless, there is a sexual purpose to having that there. I mean, there's a reason. It's not just excess skin. There's actually a biological reason that that's there. It reduces chafing.
Yes.
It keeps the head, the glands, as an internal organ.
Yes.
Basically. And so they went over the actual biological reasons. They said, look, there are reasons for this being here. And the only reason people are cutting it off is because some nutcase religious jobbers back in, you know, the late 18th or the late 19th century or whatever were really pushing it. Actually, they named names. Mr. Kellogg. Was one of the names that they named.
Like Kellogg's?
Yeah, like Tony the Tiger Kellogg.
Really?
Yeah. This guy was, and Graham. Graham Crackers.
Huh.
These two people were major religious zealots who were anti-masturbation religious zealots. They thought that masturbation took you away from God. You know, like, and Penn actually clipped. He says, it worked for me. And so that's why they went on this campaign against masturbation, and one of the ideas was that, well, if we clip off the foreskin, it won't make it as sensitive down there, and therefore men would be less likely to touch themselves, hence less
not
likely
working.
To masturbate. Obviously, it didn't have the desired effect, but they did get their way, and most people decided to start doing it in this country. It's not done in many other countries around the world.
European countries, it's not really done.
And the hygiene issue, they did address that.
Yeah.
As long as you wash yourself,
wash it,
you're fine.
Yes.
We have soap and water in this wonderful country of
you
ours.
You know, it would be a hygiene issue if you were one of, you know, I mean, if you were a primitive man running around without bathing yourself on
right.
a weekly basis, let alone the daily basis that we generally do in the
yeah.
United States. I mean, there are people in the United States that don't bathe on a daily basis. I don't like to sit next to them in public transportation.
No doubt.
But
and you don't take public transportation.
No, I've been on public transportation.
Okay, like airplanes.
Not
like you ride the county bus or anything.
I don't. The county bus system here in the Tampa Bay area bites. Mainly because not enough people ride it.
Well, it's the government that's running it.
Yeah, I think that it would still be better.
Well, if there was a reason to have a bus system, then a private company would start it up, and they'd try to make a profit on it, and then that'd mean they'd have to satisfy their customers.
That much is true. Well, but one, you must admit that the subways in New York run pretty good, pretty darn good.
I don't know. Never been there.
Pretty darn good system.
Well, anyway. So back to the circumcision thing. It was fascinating to me that it was... It made sense that it was a religious-based thing. So it kind of just solidified my position against organized religion. Like, this is just another egg in the basket against organized religion. They're just so silly. They're so silly to the point of being dangerous. The idea that we need to stop masturbation. The idea that we need to, and the next Penn & Teller this Monday is going to be family values. I can see we're going to have some good good discussion topics coming up.
Now, I used to be a pretty zealotous Christian myself, and I tore myself up over this masturbation issue.
Did you? When you were a kid?
No pun intended. when I was a young man.
Uh-huh.
It was just such a terrible thing.
Did you try to keep stopping?
Yes! As long as I made it was 13 days.
Oh, more Free Talk Live on the way. If you think circumcision's a good thing, we want to hear from you.
If you think guilt is a good thing.
If you think masturbation is evil, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. And if you're uncomfortable and you want to change the topic, you can call in too. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from TheFlowerPlace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, TheFlowerPlace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's your show. You can take control and bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231, which people were doing all throughout the beginning part of the show. We were just hopping from topic to topic, and that's the way we like it here on Free Talk Live.
It was a busy show. Right?
Anything goes. And if you're not on the phones, that means we have to bring up what we want. So we've talked about circumcision, the organized religion, which I think is strangling our culture. I think that I've just come to the decision, and I've kind of just been on my way towards this. I've just come to the decision that organized religion is just a step away from government in the negative effects that it has on society.
There's going to be organized religion no matter what. I mean,
And when I say organized religion, I think I'm talking about like the Puritanical Christians and the Catholics and these people that are stuck in the olden times and the old ways, and you know, a family has to be a man and a woman, and that's what the Pinatello show is going to be looking at next week, are family values, and who's to say that your family has the right values and the other family down the street doesn't. And are you going to enforce your values on every other family in the world because you think yours are right? I think that's it's going to be an interesting topic for next week. So
it sounds like it could be very interesting. But now, do you have this DVD of the Penn and Teller show, or you've got Showtime? What's the deal?
I don't have cable.
Okay.
So there's no way I could possibly watch it, and nor am I going to pay cable. I'm not going to flip on cable and then, on top of that, buy the Showtime package just so I can watch one television show.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
I've admitted this before, I download the episodes during the season, watch them, and then buy the DVD when it comes out. If the DVD was out today, I'd buy it today.
We're just going to save because we got to ask BMI licenses, but, you know, we do.
Okay.
We're on radio stations. They pay their ASCAP BMI.
I don't know if that allows you to download TV shows.
I don't know if it does either, but it's research, and they're getting plugged.
Oh, it's research. Yeah, absolutely, we're plugging them. But anyway, it just bothers me. I mean, I understand. Look, if you want to believe in God, go right ahead. By all means, if that makes your life fulfilling, if it makes you happy to believe in a supreme being, by all means, do it. But don't try to enforce your moral code on me. Don't try to tell me that you know what's right and you know what's wrong, and that you can't have sex outside of marriage, and you can't masturbate, and Jesus says you're going to hell for touching yourself, or
now,
whatever it is.
Wait a second. These guys, Kellogg and Graham, that managed to get male genital mutilation to be widespread, didn't do it through legislation.
No, they didn't.
They did it through, popular culture means, and which is fine. If that's the way you want to spread your message, that's great. As long as you don't legislate that a kid has to have his,
that's true. But nonetheless,
mutilated.
Even though they did it through voluntary means, it still is hurting people. I mean, this is a brutal act. I mean, you're literally hurting babies.
Well, I support our right to, tell people that this is awful.
Yeah.
That this is a terrible practice.
I just thought it was a minor cosmetic kid.
Now that you've been educated, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. I just thought it was a minor cosmetic issue, but no. It is horrible.
Do you think Jesus would have done this to his kid?
I can't imagine. No.
It seems bad.
They would never have thought of it.
Well, I don't know. The Jews have been doing this kind of thing for quite some time.
Oh.
I mean, Jesus being Jewish and all.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
that's another thing I don't get.
This is some place where Jesus kind of left us high and dry, because we didn't get the example of his life as him being a father if supposedly Jesus didn't have sex.
Well, here's
Not
another.
The New Testament is very clear on that.
Wasn't there like a 30-year period where he just wasn't talked about, apparently? Wasn't there just a whole bunch
of his life
left out? Not
exactly 30. I mean, he was like 12 in the temple, and then
15 years.
He's 30.
Right. There's like a whole chunk of Jesus' life where odds are good he did get laid.
Certainly happen.
We're just going to leave this alone for now. 800-259-9231. I'm sure we'll get it back up. Oh, yeah, and our board operator says, that's odd. You have to be 18 to do body modification, but you can still have yourself all cut up when you're still a baby. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst part about it, is nobody made that. I didn't get to make this decision. You know, somebody made this decision, probably my parents, decided to have me circumcised. And I had no input in it. Just like I didn't have any input on getting a Social Security number.
Does that mean you don't think that little girls should be able to get their ears pierced until they're 18?
Well, I think that when a little girl gets her ears pierced, doesn't she normally go down like with her mom to the ear piercing place and do it?
Some
doesn't
cultures
she
do it when they're babies, actually. But certainly there are these are different shades of gray in the area.
I would say it's definitely in the same category. I don't think it's quite as horrible, but maybe I'm misinformed on that too. I don't know. Is there a lot of nerve endings on the inside of your ear?
No, it's relatively it's not terribly painful.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it to my little baby girl.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I think it's cute.
What, to put earrings in your little kids?
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, but it's silly. It's just, it's such an American thing, the whole aesthetic point. And they had a bunch of on-the-street interviews of women that were totally against circumcision. Oh, I would never. I would never want to be with somebody.
Well, it's mostly guys that propagate this. This is mostly a male pushed issue.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly, you know, guys want their little men to look just like them.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is where this comes from. I've done a bit of research on this subject, and it's mainly guys that are responsible for it.
They had a couple.
Women don't care what they look like, I'm afraid.
That's not what the interviews that they showed. That's not the interview. The women couldn't really explain what it was, what the process was, but they did definitely have a preference.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's spin.
And that's one of the reasons why the guys are so into it, because of the woman's preference. They had a guy and a girl, a couple, who the girl was pregnant, and they were arguing over whether or not they were going to do it. The guy didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. The girl did want to do it, specifically for aesthetic purposes. She wanted her son to fit in her words. She wanted him to fit in. Right. And then at the end of the show, they asked them what their decision was, and they didn't show what their decision was, which tells me they probably went ahead and did it, because if they were to say no, they probably would have included that in the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Free Talk Live, you can get your calls in here, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Final segment here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Just enough time for your call if you make it. Otherwise, we'll fill a little bit of airtime here. Dr. Todd emails us. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address, and it's Ian here with you.
And man,
join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of fun stuff on there for you. He sends us a link to an article, and he asks the question, who does the treasure rightfully belong to? What treasure? Well, in Methuen, Massachusetts, a few days ago, Tim Krebase found a bit of treasure buried under 2 feet of earth in his own backyard.
Jeez.
Him and his friend Barry Villacliffe found a box stuffed with cash and gold and silver certificates.
Sweet.
Some more than a century old. The buried treasure is now worth more than $100,000, according to a coin shop owner. And he's probably lowballing him. The coin shop owner says, "I was thinking I've never seen anything like this in my life." Kreebase said the find came 3 weeks ago when he and Villacliffe were trying to dig up a small tree on his property. Kreebase, age 23,
heard... Can you imagine?
No. It'd be fantastic. Kreebase, age 23, heard a thud and saw that he'd hit a piece of wood. Another look, and he saw that the wood was actually part of a two-foot-wide box. He ripped the top off and found 9 rusted cans that he and Villacliffe, age 27, cracked open to find about 1,800 bills, including more than 900 $1 bills, 200 $2 bills, 300 20s, dating all the way from 1899 to 1929.
Wow.
Those are the real
Somebody
deal.
Somebody keeled over without telling where the booty was buried.
Uh-huh. Those are the real deal. We talk about today's greenbacks being backed by nothing.
Nope.
Back when those were circulated, they actually, that's why they're called silver certificates, they actually were backed by silver. Of course, if you try to take them to the Fed today and cash in your silver, they're going to tell you to take a hike.
You'd probably get arrested.
There were also piles of gold and silver certificates and scores of notes from local banks in various surrounding areas. They took the stash to the shop and got their quote later on in the day. The question is, from Dr. Todd, is who does the treasure belong to?
I think that I got to say it belongs to the property owner.
But I agree with you.
Now, actually, if he's a renter, that might be even bring another thing in.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
Finders keepers, right. I have to say, in this particular instance. It's
Absolutely.
Been gone so long.
Right. There'd be no way for the... if he's a renter, I can't see that the landlord would have any legitimate claim, because he didn't find it. This guy actually did find it. Kreebase is the guy that lives there. And it says his own backyard, so it makes it sound like it's his property.
Yeah. He's probably going to give some money to his friend.
He was there with his friend. I think that's the issue that Dr. Todd's bringing up. Is it as much? Is it equally his friend's as it is his, since his friend was there? Or is it all Kreebase's, and does he have to, you know...
Something like this similar... something happened to me that was kind of similar. I had a painting that I thought was original, original Picasso. And I... a friend of mine had bought it for me and actually given it to me, and I was going to split it with him. As a matter of fact, I was going, he didn't even know that I thought that it was real, and it wasn't. And I was going to also give a little bit of money to the person who said, hey, take that in and have it appraised.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bad appraisal, was really how this all worked out. But I was going to split it with the guy who had originally found
it. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The dude was there with him, helping him with unearthing the tree. I think that's the right thing to do, but all at the same time, it's not the thing that has to be done.
Right.
He could be a jerk and claim that it's all his, because it is all his. It was on his property. He was the one doing the digging as it was, as it was discovered.
His friend was helping him dig up the tree.
His friend was helping him dig up the tree, so the right thing to do, give the guy a cut. And be generous. Give him 50%. He'll be your friend for life. Maybe. 800, we're done for tonight. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get online. FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...